Blog Talk Radio.
Valiantly,
valiantly means brave and courage. For it is he who shall tread. Tread means to walk over. For it is he who shall tread down our enemies. Amen, amen, and amen. I have read to you the urgent prayer for the restored favor of God, Psalm 60 in its entirety. Let's have a word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your beloved, blessed city. Thank you so much for sending your son and the prophets to provide us sheep with instruction to get into your kingdom. We thank and praise you for sane, sound mind, courage, excellent health, family, love, patient, wealth, education, and prosperity in all things. In your son's name, amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. This is the only day set aside by God for us sheep to observe. Saturday starts Friday sundown or sunset. And in Saturday, sundown or sunset. You are to have your New King James Version of the Bible, your pen or pencil, your paper or notepad, and a cold glass of water. Before I have you follow me into the book of Isaiah, I want you all to write this down. It's important to me that we learn about the feasts of God. I want you to turn to the book of Leviticus, chapter 23, as I am turning. And I want us to read about the feast of the Lord. And these are the feasts of the Lord: the Sabbath, the Passover, and unleavened bread, the Feast of First Fruit, the Feast of Weeks, the Feast of Trumpets, the Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacle. Now, it's important to me that when I read chapter 23 of Leviticus, verses 4 and 5 of chapter 1. And let me share with you what I learned. Leviticus chapter 23, verses 4 and 5. Verse 4 reads, "These are the feasts of the Lord." And I really do not like using the Lord, the word Lord. I know that there is another name for our Father in heaven. And I ask God to forgive me because I don't have the book or the Bible that says his real name. What I have is a version. King James wrote a version. This is not the real thing. So his scribes or writers put in words or the Lord when he should have left a real name in. He should have known, or at least thought, that one day people would discover that the word Lord is not the correct name for our Father in heaven. Nonetheless, if I use the word Lord, I ask God to forgive me as well as you, sheep. Let's read, starting it again, chapter 23, verse 1, chapter 23, verse 4. It reads, "These are the feasts I'm going to say God, holy convocations which you shall proclaim at their appointed time. Now, a holy convocation is usually a group of church people meeting together. And to proclaim means to publicly announce. Verse 5 reads, on the 14th day of the first month, that is January the 14th, according to today's Bible, at twilight is God's Passover. And that's when Jesus celebrated the Passover Supper. And we know that Jesus was taken that night of the Passover. So, and then he was captured by the Roman soldiers and taken from judgment hall. And of course it was the Jews who accused him and had him murdered. Let's just read verse 6 for a moment. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Feast of Unleavened Bread. It says, the Lord, I'll say God. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. Nonetheless, my thinking is this. I need to get a calendar, a Roman calendar or a Jewish calendar that tells me what is their first month and their 14th day. And that will let me know when Jesus was taken to judgment hall, and the next day on the 15th, he was murdered. So that's what I found important. And it is important that we sheep who are followers of Jesus and not followers of Paul, who talks about a new covenant. Jesus did come, and as I read to you, in the book of Isaiah, follow me to the book of Isaiah now. In chapter 1, I think it was. And chapter 1, verse 11. God says that he has had enough of burnt offerings. So when we began to follow the feast of God, in the Old Testament, and I pray that God will remind me to read the feast of the Old Testament after I finish reading out of the book of Isaiah, that we will get a better understanding. And in the meantime, I hope that I will find a Jewish map so it can give us a time that Jesus was actually murdered. So let's, again, follow me to the book of Isaiah. I left off at Isaiah chapter 9, verse 8. Let's pick up reading there. And this will be, it's about the punishment of Samaria. Let's read. Read along with me. All right? Chapter 9, Isaiah, verse 8. The Lord sent a word against Jacob, and it has fallen on Israel. All the people will know, Ephraim and the inhabitants of Samaria, who say in pride and arrogance of heart, the bricks have fallen down, but we must rebuild them with hewn stones. The sycamores of fig trees are cut down, but we will replace them with cedars. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries. And an adversary is someone who opposes you. The adversaries of reason, So reason has more than one adversary. He has more than one person opposing him. Let's pick up reading verse 11 again. Therefore, the Lord shall set up the adversaries of reason against him. And spur means to incite his enemies on. So he's going to encourage his reason's enemies on. The Syrians before, he's going to spur or incite the Syrians before, and the Philistines behind. And the Philistines are going to come after reason behind. And they shall destroy Israel with an open mouth. For all this, his anger is not turned away. His hand is stretched out still. So what is that saying, Jake? That is saying to you, come to God while there is time. Let's pick up reading in verse 13. It says, for the people do not turn to him who strikes. Strikes means to attack. Who strikes them, nor do they seek the Lord of hosts. Therefore, the Lord will cut off head and tail from Israel, palm branches and bulrush or weeds in one day. The elders and the honorable is the head. Go back up to verse 14. The prophets who teaches lies, he is the tail. I just had a revelation there, but I will keep reading. And I'm going to have to pray to God. Am I supposed to tell these people what my thought, what just popped in my mind when I read this? Well, let's go to verse 16. And Father, if I am to say what pops in my mind when I read this, give me the courage to say it. I'm doing your will, not mine. Amen. Verse 16 reads, for the leaders of this people caused them to err. What is that? To err. That means to make a mistake or to mislead you. And those who are led by them are destroyed. Oh, my. I'm going to tell you what popped in my mind. Matthew chapter 24, verse 4. Do not be deceived. Meaning, even if you do go to belong to a church or go to a church, don't be deceived. You listen to what that pastor preaches, and then you search your scriptures as the Bereans did. You know? Don't be deceived. Don't be misled, or don't be burned in the fire that is talked about in the book of Revelation because you failed to check it out. Jesus' people perishes. She perished because of lack of knowledge. But I'm going to read to you, and I will sometimes tell you what I think and what pops in my mind. Jesus just answered it for me. So whatever from this point on, if it pops in my mind, I will tell you what I think. Let's pick up reading at verse 17. Therefore, the Lord will have no joy in their young men, nor have mercy on their fatherless and widows. For everyone is a hypocrite. A hypocrite is someone who is insincere about whatever they're teaching or telling you. For instance, they will tell you to put your hand in the fire, but they will not put their hand in the fire. For everyone is a hypocrite and an evildoer. and everyone's mouth speaks folly. Well, what is folly? Foolishness. That's what folly is, something that doesn't make sense. And a lot of times when people say, that's common sense, and I just shake my head and walk away sometimes, because I find that what is common sense to them makes no sense to me at all. Let's pick up reading in verse 17. For by this his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. Come on, sheep. Come to Jesus while you have a chance. Verse 18. For wickedness burns as fire. It shall devour the briars and the thorns and kindle in the thickets of the forest. You know, a thicket is just a thick growth, and briars and thorns are what you see on a rose bush petal. You see, it shall devour the briars and the thorns and kindle means to set a fire in the thickets and of the forest. They shall mount up like rising smoke. That they shall mount means to climb or to go up. Verse 19, through the wrath of the Lord of hosts. And wrath means anger. The land is burned up, and the people shall be as fuel for the fire. So don't burn, don't get burned, people. God has given us all a chance to repent of whatever it is that we're doing. That means to stop doing what we're doing, repent, and don't do those things anymore. Let's pick up reading in verse 19. No man shall spare his brother. Verse 20. And he shall snatch. Snatch means to grab quickly on the right hand and be hungry, and shall devour on the left hand and not be satisfied. Every man shall eat the flesh of his own arm. Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. Now, if you look at your Bible map or Google, I hope Google doesn't mind, because that's what I do 99% of the time. I Google. These are places in Israel, and Ephraim and Manasseh, those were Joseph's children. Joseph was one of the sons of Israel, of the 12 tribes. And when Joseph was in Israel, ruling in Israel, he had two sons, and they were Manasseh and Ephraim. Well, am I right about that? I don't think so. I just don't think so. It just popped in my mind that I'm wrong, so I'm wrong about that. Forgive me, Father. Let me read verse 21 over. Manasseh shall devour Ephraim, and Ephraim Manasseh. They are the 12 tribes of Israel, and they together shall be against Judah. These are all brothers. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is stretched out still. And that is the end of reading of chapter 9. Let's pick up reading chapter 10. But before I do, I want to just explain to you how important it is for you to read your Bible and get an understanding for yourself. Because in verse 21 of chapter 9, I just made a huge mistake, and I tried to correct it. I want you all to know that Manasseh and Ephraim are brothers to Judah. They are part of Israel, the 12 tribes of Israel. Let's start reading verse 10. Woe to those who decree unrighteous decrees. Uh-oh, that's you courts, your Supreme Courts of the United States of America and the Supreme Court of Michigan, who write misfortune, bad laws, which they prescribe to rob the needy of justice, and to take what is right from the poor of my people. Well, let me just say, the Michigan Supreme Court reduced my retirement income in 2011 by 4.3%, making it difficult. Let's pick up reading. That widows may be their prey, their victim, and that they may rob the fatherless. Verse 3 of chapter 10, what will you do in the days of punishment? Well, you certainly will not run to me, because I'm not having it. And in the desolation which will come from afar. Remember the abomination of desolation that we read about in the book of Daniel? Well, I'm thinking that this desolation might mean laws from afar instead of the desolation of a wasteland. Let's pick up reading verse 3. To whom will you flee for help, you judges, you Supreme Court? And where will you leave your glory? Without me, they shall bow down among the prisoners. Okay, you're going to bow down among the prisoners with us. And they shall fall among the slain. You know, you won't be any better than us. For all this, his anger is not turned away, but his hand is still outstretched. We're going to stop reading here at verse 10, chapter 5, and pick up next time. See, I want to tell you to get the book. And God tells us not only give us a roadmap how to get into heaven, but he tells us how to eat in the book of Deuteronomy. I forget which chapters, but I think maybe chapter 14, I'm not sure. But nonetheless, I have a book here that I read and I live by pretty much. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald J. Eady. Now, I want you to go and purchase this book. Go to www.eatandliveelonger.com. Get this book and help yourself. Now, I want to have a closing word of prayer with you, sheep. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for your protection from the evil one. Keep him away forever from us, sheep. I pray in your son's name. Amen. Sheep, this is what I want you to do. I want you to take God along with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll see you next time. Or I'll talk with you next time.
Heart. 'Cause Jesus is love. He won't let you down. And I know He lies forever in my heart. We've got to walk on. Walk on through temptation, 'cause His love and His wisdom will be our help in hand. I know the truth, and His word will be our salvation. Lift up our hearts. Jesus is love. He won't let you down. Help me. Ha, ha.